Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Wednesday the 15th of December 2010. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So WikiLeaks' Julian Assange appeared in court yesterday and, for the first time ever in a British courtroom, tweeting was allowed. Times correspondent Alexei Mostruz asked the judge if tweeting would be okay and then tweeted out, "Judge just gave me explicit permission to tweet proceedings if it's quiet and doesn't disturb anything." Well done, British judge. Fantastic. British government has confirmed that 9 electric vehicles are eligible for a £5,000 rebate. The three that are the most interesting, the rest look like a load of crap, are the Toyota Prius plug-in hybrid, the Vauxhall Ampera, and the Chevrolet Volt. Comcast is in a bit of hot water again because, thanks to a person known as Backdoor Santa, that sounds fantastic, he has shown the traffic flow through Tata, one of Comcast's transit providers. The graphs show a real problem for Comcast. It means that they don't even provide up to one-to-one data input, and also that the arguments associated with Level 3 last month could be completely and utterly spurious. Comcast, you look like you really are going to lose some customers if it wasn't for the fact no one else could take your place. Paul Buckhite, the person who developed Gmail and who used to work at Google, has said that the Chrome OS is doomed to failure. The reason being that Android will ultimately expand, probably to give itself an opportunity on netbooks as well as tablets as well as phones. Based on the fact that both of them are Google products, then Google would probably not do that. But if they do, then at least they're both their products. Google is also under fire for promoting its own content ahead of other competing websites. It's not exactly new, is it? And I've got to say, I can't blame them. If you're hosting everything, you're paying for everything, you're doing all the stuff that you need to do, as long as you haven't got a monopolistic control on advertising, then why not do it? I think it's perfectly fair. Nexus S is shown as in stock at the Carphone Warehouse. You can order it today if you go to Carphone Warehouse. It is £549.95, which once again, someone has not worked out that the exchange rate is about 1.8 at the moment, which means that that should come down to around 300 quid. If it does, then I'd buy one. If it doesn't, then you're a bunch of money-grabbing gits, and I'm not going anywhere near it. Microsoft is also going to launch Windows 8 tablets at CES. The story which was leaked in the New York Times is tablets, it's plural, so there could be different size options coming, but they'll all be running Windows 8 allegedly. We'll have to wait and see. I think CES is a little bit soon, no? Maybe. Apple is also offering up free apps, iBooks and songs over Christmas. The 12 Days of Christmas promotion has been announced officially. Beginning on December the 26th, Apple will give away different free downloads every single day. They're not saying exactly what, but it's been some half-decent stuff over the last few years, so it might be worth signing up for it. And anyway, it's free. CNN has released its first official iPad application. It looks pretty fantastic on the screen captures, but I haven't had a go yet. I'm going to go and have a look for it after I finish this, and then I'll let you know tomorrow whether it's any good or not. And also released on the iPad is SimCity Deluxe, which has got to be downloaded today. Sorry, I just can't do without it. And also Risk for iPad is out from EA. Risk is $6.99, as is SimCity Deluxe. Oh, I could be doing nothing at all over Christmas if you link that with Angry Birds. Google has fired a Nexus S into space. Yes, it's taken 7 weather balloons and put Nexus smartphones in them and a little tiny styrofoam box underneath and sent them all the way up to see how they'll deal with it all. There's a video on YouTube if you want to go and have a watch of it, and also on New Scientist. And the thing is, they've only found 6 of them that have returned to Earth, so the 7th is out there somewhere. If you go hunting for it, then there might be a prize, who knows? And Daito Manabe has created the sensor-based drum machine. And it's fantastic. There is a video on YouTube yet again. But what happens is basically a person puts a whole load of sensors on their fingers and drums away at a desk. And the other end of the sensors is put on someone's face. And every time the person hits some various rhythm, it makes the person's face bounce about. I've got to have that for Christmas Day. I've got to have that. Chinese archaeologists have also discovered a sealed bronze pot, and it was sealed very, very well, which means that the soup that's inside, even though it's 2,400 years old, can be analysed. Whether it's going to be tasted or not, I doubt. And finally, we go over to Santa for today's Crap for Christmas. Hello, Santa, how are you doing?
Hello, yes, fine, how are you, yes?
Yeah, fine, thanks, Santa, yeah.
Jolly good. anyway, listen, I just thought I'd share this with you before we got started today. I got a letter from a lovely little fella. Here we go. Johnny, he says, "Dear Santa, last year I saw you kissing Mummy on Christmas Eve. I just want to know if you're going to be my new daddy." No, I'm not, Johnny. Not at all. Actually, I won't be anywhere near you again until this year, and that's only if you've been a good little boy. And in response to what I was doing kissing your mummy, all I can say is it's jolly good you didn't walk in 5 minutes earlier. Yeah. Anyway, today's crab for Christmas is the iGrill meat thermometer from iPhone. It's a thermometer that you stick in your meat, and also then it gives you a reading of how hot it is on your iPhone. Fantastic idea. Yes, I can't see why they can't just put a readout on the damn thermometer itself, because you have to get a box as well. It's not just a probe. Anyway, it's $100, which is kind of ridiculous, really. But if you want to make sure you don't die of salmonella poisoning this Christmas, perhaps it's the best way forwards. So that's the iGrill meat thermometer. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
If you've got a review and don't know where to post it, then stick it on iTunes. We need all the reviews we can get. It really does help our rankings, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate it. And if you've got a story, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Vimeo at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.